part of government's vision to industrialize the country and make us self-reliant is to revive some of the factories that our first president, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, established. And one of them is Commander Sugar Factory. Commander used to produce a lot of sugar for public consumption and also for the confectionery industry, for baking and so many other purposes. Now, late president of blessed memory, Atta Mills, you know, envisioned bringing back this factory so that we can create employment for the young people around this area. Professor Atta Mills is not here today, but he's with us in spirit. The vision of this factory began with him. This factory is supposed to have been completed in October 2016. But it is virtually complete. By end of this month, it will be ready for commissioning. And it will start producing its first sugar. The factory has set up a nursery up there to produce new hybrid seedlings to be distributed to farmers who want to grow the sugar cane. They've announced their price, 60 cedis per ton, with 10 cedis bonus for every ton that they purchase. And if we are able to encourage sugar growing in this area, the income that will be generated by the young people would be phenomenal and be able to change their lives so that we can produce enough to feed the factory. The factory would produce sugar to cut down the amount of sugar that we import into this country. As I've said, any amount of sugar this factory produces, we will reduce that amount of sugar from coming in through importation. And so it's not only this factory. Kumasi Shoe Factory we have reactivated. And as I speak today, Kumasi Shoe Factory is employing 200 young people working, producing boots and sandals for our security services and our school children. As I speak, Savannah Cement Company, using our own limestone in Bupe in the northern region, is producing cement for this country and employing almost 2,000 direct and indirect workers. And so that is the step of industrializing this country. Step by step, we're changing lives in this country and we're transforming Ghana. And I'm encouraging the authorities of this factory in employing labor, please give priority to the people who live around Commander and its communities.